T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Eric, I'm sure you remember Bill Frelick as a Penn Hills player and as a Pitt player. I think was he the one that they started with the pancake stats, if I'm not mistaken, where he would just run over defenders?
Yeah. He and I actually, I went to high school about the same time that he did. And everybody, I think, in the state of Pennsylvania who followed high school football knew who Bill Frelick was. I mean, there were people who said he could have made the jump from high school to the NFL.
I was just going to tell the story.
Sorry.
But I'll put a name on somebody who said that. Art Rooney Jr., you know, built the Steelers of the 70s with Chuck Knoll. I said to him, have you ever seen a player that you thought could go from high school to the NFL? And he said, no. He said, there's just so much more to it than the physical aspect of it, the mental, emotional. He said, but the one guy who came closest for me was Bill Frelick. Yeah. He said he was a man in high school, and I'll never forget that conversation.
And he stepped in at that time when Pitt football was a big, big deal, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you had Marino here, Jackie Sherrill was here, and he was part of those great teams as a freshman. Then, you know, as his career at Pitt went along, things kind of went a little bit south for the program, but you know, it didn't hurt him because he was the second pick in the draft, as I mentioned in my update.
He was just a phenomenal player. I knew he had been sick. You know, Pitt did its induction class of its Hall of Fame. You know, Dorsett and all those guys came back. He couldn't make the trip. He lived in Atlanta from health reasons. But I thought I saw somebody just a couple weeks ago. Might have been during the Clemson game when I was in Charlotte. And I asked somebody if they heard anything. He said, yeah, he's been going to Houston for treatments and he's making a little progress hanging in there. And he said, as cancer so often does, it just tears you apart. He lost a lot of weight. I mean, he was as big and as physical a guy, even after he retired. Some of these guys, you know, they'll lose a lot of weight when he never did. He was always an incredibly big man, strong man. What'd you say, 56?
56.
Oh,
way too young.
Way too young. Thank you, Eric. Bill Frelick, RIP, man. I mean, it's just one of the great players in Pitt history. Like I said, I remember them starting pancake stuff, stats, and I think it was because of him just blocking people and just literally making pancakes out of them. Only 56 years old. Wow. All right, let's get back to the Steelers talk. As the Patriots come into town, the Steelers 2.5-point underdogs this week at home. Very rarely does that happen. Who do you like and why? 412-928-9370 is the number to join our conversation. That's also our Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Let's get back to the lines and Jim in Bethel Park. Hey, Jim, how are you? Jim, are you there?
This is Chimpo in Bethel Park.
Okay, I got Jim on my screen. What do you got?
Hey, first of all, it's a sad news about Bill Frelick.
Unbelievably sad. What a great player and a very nice man he was.
I think when he was in high school at Penn Hills, I think he wrestled at 275. And he pinned everybody the whole year.
He was a man. Even in high school, man, he was a man. What do you got for me on the Steelers?
Just a comment about Tomlin. I think the frustration that everybody has with Tomlin is, first of all, franchise quarterbacks don't come around very often. And for the last 10 years, we've had one and has not, you know, we talk about the standard is the standard. He talks about it, and it hasn't happened. And I think the frustration is with the coaching staff, the defensive coaching staff, and his responsibility, his background. That's the part that has let the team down over the last few years. And in these games this year, we've had chances to close the games on defense and can't do it. And it's a reflection, I think, on him. The offense is there. It's the reflection on the defense, and they haven't.
Well, I agree. I mean, he's got his hands all over that defense, and he's got to take some blame for it. There's no question. I thought he had a horrible game Sunday in Oakland, but I'm not to the point of wanting to fire him. And your point about the franchise quarterback, how much? What did Don Shula ever win with Dan Marino? What did Mike McCarthy win in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers? He won one, didn't get to a second one, won one. I mean, it's not easy to get to the Super Bowl and win it, Jim. We've been spoiled here.
Well, I think that the comment about Shula is valid because Shula got a lot of credit for a great being a Hall of Fame coach.
He won more games than anybody in history.
And he never fixed the running back situation, ever.
He never won with Dan Marino. They went to one Super Bowl. It was Marino's second year, I believe, and never got to another one. So it takes more than the quarterback. I hear you. And I'm not defending Tomlin's postseason record. It hasn't always been very good. I mentioned the Jacksonville loss and the Denver loss. Those are the two that really stand out for me. When you lose, you lose in Denver, you don't have Antonio Brown. You lose against Baltimore, you don't have Le'Veon Bell. I mean, there's been some extenuating circumstances. The two that really got to me, though, were the Jacksonville one last year and the Tebow loss. Let's get back to the lines and Joe on the north side. Hey, Joe, how are you?
How you doing, Cookie?
I'm good.
My beef with the whole Mike Tomlin criticism is this. Everybody says he should be this great defensive coach. Well, so is Bill Belichick. But they've won for as long as they've been wanting to be, primarily because of their offense, not their defense. Their defense has actually been pretty bad for him to be a defensive mastermind as well. And I would say this is like so much difference between Tomlin and Belichick to me is the difference between Ben and Tom Brady in the sense that Tom Brady understands how to deconstruct the game better than Ben. But Tom Brady, once they get a lead, it's tough to beat them because he understands that if we play keep away, you're not going to beat us. Where a lot of times when the Steelers have these leads, you have Ben out there still chugging it and making some bad throws. That Denver game I'll leave as an example. And I always tell people, all these bad games you claim Tomlin loses, well, go back and tell me what Ben's numbers were in those games. Because a lot of these games that people say Tomlin is blowing, and I like Ben. Like, I mean, only wrong, Ben's definitely a Hall of Famer, but when you cite those two losses, the one to Tebow and the one to the Jaguars last year, well, when you spend the whole first half of the game not being able to move the ball past your 40, I don't care who you're playing, it's likely you're not going to win that game. And Roethlisberger, to me, a lot of times, like I said, look at right across the field on some of these contemporary, people complain that Brady's a dink and dunker. I'd say that when you're up by 15 or 20 points in the third quarter and the fourth quarter, then play keep away. Keep the other team from getting the ball, and 9 times out of 10 you're going to win. It's what Bill Cowher used to do when he realized Cordell's not much of a quarterback, but what I can do is run the ball at you.
And yeah, he also had Jerome Bettis in the backfield, who's a Hall of Famer. I don't know that there's a Hall of Famer in that backfield now, even when Connor was going well. You make some good points. I mean, it's always a team loss, a team win. But the defense, again, in the fourth quarter, these last three games have just absolutely collapsed. It's been brutal to watch. Rob is on the phone from Newcastle. Hey, Rob, how are you?
Good, Ron. Hey, I want to take a different look at the coaches for Pittsburgh. I think when Dan Rooney kind of put in this system in the late 60s, early 70s, where we're gonna build our teams through drafts, we're going to trust our coaches and let them do what they do. That's allowed the coaches to coach without fear. And I think what you've seen is none of the three coaches that we have been innovators. They're not guys that have designed defenses or offenses that have been used throughout the league. They've been caretakers of an association that has drafted well for the most part. Noel won when he had talent. Into the 80s when they didn't, he didn't win. Cowher won when he had talent. He lost some games that he probably was in the playoffs when he was a better team in the late 90s, early 2000s. And Tomlin has won when he's had talent. But the one thing with Tomlin is he has shown a propensity to underachieve with all these losses to under 500 teams. And I think you always say, who do you want to get to put in there? I don't think it really matters in this system who they put in there that's a –
Rob, okay, you've lost me here. You say he won when he had talent, he didn't. He won when he had talent, he didn't. Isn't that the way it is with every coach? What did Bill Belichick do? Rob, would you hang on 1 second, okay. Rob? I let you talk for a long time. Let me speak, and then I'll give you your turn again. You talk over me, I'm going to hit the button. Now, what did Bill Belichick do in Cleveland when he didn't have so-called talent? His numbers were way below 500. He goes to New England. Is he innovative, or is he because he has Tom Brady? And who do you describe as an innovative head coach? I'll give you Bill Walsh. You know, he had that West Coast offense. Other teams pattern it. Who else would you say is an innovative head coach?
Well, there were guys, but even you got two young guys. But what I'm saying, Ron, you're proving my point. What I'm saying is you've got a guy in Tomlin that has shown Noel never underachieved. He didn't win when he had talent, but he won when he had it. Power, for the most part, did. Tomlin is underachieving with the talent he has, and that's what I'm saying. Go get another coach. It doesn't matter, because whoever it comes in, if the talent's there, most likely will win. But what we have right now is a guy that's underachieving.
Rob, I'll just say this to you before I let you go. Be careful what you wish for, man. I think if Tomlin gets fired at the end of the year, another team would fire its head coach to hire him, and he'd probably be unemployed for about—
He'd probably be unemployed
for like 3.5 minutes. All I'm saying is be careful what you wish for. We had a caller earlier saying Roethlisberger's made bad mistakes at bad times. Be careful what you wish for. Did you see Josh Dobbs on Sunday? That may be what it's going to look like for a row after here, after Roethlisberger's gone. Do you remember what it was like after Bradshaw was gone here? How long we had to wait for Ben? I'm just saying, be careful what you wish for. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan. It's driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. And I want to also tell you that Black Friday, and it's a Black Friday with the Steelers in such a tough state of affairs with a 3-game losing streak. They got to figure out a way to turn it around on Sunday. Black Friday is brought to you by Dos Equis and Walters Barbecue. We'll be back more to take your phone calls after this. It's Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.